Hello, everyone. Connor here.
And Gabe.
And welcome back to Science Unscripted Daily News on COVID-19.
Last month, German Chancellor Angela Merkel came out and essentially ordered German society not to take part in orgies of public discussion.
She really used that term.
When it comes to reopening society after the corona lockdown.
And we are already in a lighter, slightly lighter version of that lockdown right now. And there's been one really unexpected voice that's come out and gone viral arguing this is not the way to do it.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Alex Beisenherz. I'm a psychiatrist, and recently I've posted a viral thread on Twitter about the coronavirus.
What did you say in that tweet, in a nutshell?
Basically, I said that I'm not in favor of an anti-scientific approach in politics. And I explained what we need to do with the epidemiologic strategy. And my point in that respect is we need to go towards containment.
Today is opening Monday. The schools are starting to open in Germany here in this state.
Zoos, museums.
Right. So that shouldn't be happening?
Yeah, I think that's not a good idea. But we will see. Maybe we're already in a position where we can contain that. But I'm not in favor of that, of course. Yeah.
I think at this point in the corona debate, a lot of people are familiar with flattening the curve. And Germany has been flattening the curve. But you're talking about containment, which is different. Wait, how is it different?
Containment is different in that containment leads towards basically extinction of the virus, or bringing the virus to a very low level so that every person that gets infected can be traced to the health authorities.
So you posted your tweet. It went viral here in Germany, reached something like 450,000 Twitter accounts. And then the next day, the four German juggernauts of science came out and said something. I think it was kind of similar. This joint paper from the Leibniz Institute, Helmholtz, Fraunhofer, from the Max Planck. They all came together and put out this paper. And were they arguing the same thing as you? Containment is better than opening and then having to lock down and then opening, having to lock down?
Yeah, they clearly were. And I must say that, of course, I was following their debate. It's not that they were following my debate, of course. I mean, that is high impact evidence. We haven't really had that before, like four institutes in that respect who work together. And the interesting thing is they work together with different modeling approaches. And they found out all the four different modeling approaches brought them to the same conclusion.
Alex, we're in your office here. Connor is literally on your psychiatrist's couch. Why are we talking epidemiology with a psychiatrist right now?
Basically, I think I have pretty good skills in communicating concepts, and I have understood concepts, not at the level that the researchers have understood them, of course, but I have a pretty good understanding of the concept. And I think, you know, being a psychotherapist, I know how to communicate, and I know how to get into touch with people. And I think these two qualities really kind of helped me in that respect.
Are you saying that Germans have not understood the situation from a scientific point of view?
Yes. I must say, yeah, basically that is, I was really thinking, why did my thread go viral? I wasn't really explaining, you know, I was sitting there with my coffee mug and just was throwing out this thread. And then all of a sudden my inbox got blocked for 2 or 3 days because I had too many notifications. And I was wondering, why is that the case? And the only answer I can find is clearly there's a lack of information in our society about this approach.
And that was Alex Beisenherz talking to Connor and me on his psychiatrist couch.
Yeah, his Freudian sofa, you could call it, asking, will containment prevail? And do enough people know about containment for it to prevail? If you're interested in more information on that subject, you can check out the hashtag on Twitter. It is #breakthechain.
Science Unscripted.